The Sentai Review, episode 129, Geki Ranger, Mecha. Okay, welcome back to the Sentai Review.
So, for anybody who's noticed and has been complaining, we do apologize. We had some technical difficulties where the website went down, and come to find out, it's because some people were hammering the fuck out of the RSS feed and the website itself. So, if you no longer have access to the website, we do apologize. You've probably been ban-hammered. Reason being is because you hammered the fuck out of the site, so we got shut down.
We still don't necessarily understand what happened. It could be...
I know what happened. Our fucking web hosts are cock monsters.
Well, here's the thing. I don't understand exactly what is happening, but we've had people that have, like... These could be fake people, but the IP hit us, and basically what was going on was, like, these guys were, like, downloading the episode 630-something times.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw one of the logs like that. It's
like
not a joke.
One guy.
Yeah.
And if one guy is actually watching it that much, then, awesome. But I have a feeling that we got... Here's what I think happened.
Bots.
And I can't...
No.
No, it almost feels like one of those, It almost feels like an attack.
Yeah. Yeah, basically a few people... Okay. If you're streaming the episodes, we appreciate it. It's a hell of a lot easier to just download the motherfucker and listen to it on your own, like, just your own time. You know, we do appreciate all of our fans, and we love the fact that you guys want to listen and talk with us and hang out with us. But if you're streaming it, which is what it looked like somebody was doing, like, they hit the button... And then the website didn't load, so they hit the button, and then it didn't load, and then they hit the button, and it didn't load. Because literally, it's like, what is this, like, 8:22 in 1 second, 8:22 in 2 seconds, 8:22 in 3 seconds, 8:22 in 4 seconds. Because Jeremy and I are looking at this like, why the fuck do you keep hitting this button? If it doesn't work the first time, you either wait, or you reset your router, so that way then your shit will start running fast again. That's all it could be. But instead, the motherfucker's like a 2-year-old, and they click the button. It didn't work. The button. It didn't work. They click the button. It didn't work.
The podcast app I use on my phone, I stream everything I listen to at work.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what. If I'm listening to our show, if I'm listening to Babylon, it won't matter. I am streaming because that app sucks when it comes to downloading.
No, I can believe that.
Oh, no. My issue with the downloading is that I'll forget that they're there because after you watch it, it takes it off the list.
Yes.
But it's still there. And I'll forget. And then I'll be like, wait, why do I have so little space on my phone? Oh.
When I did it, I got done listening to it. I had to go back and delete it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was taking up a lot of my space. I'm like, I've already listened to all these. Let me delete them. Give me some space.
Yeah.
But my app, when I click stream, it does not start up immediately. I sit there and I wait. It takes a few seconds. And when it starts up, then I listen.
Right.
I'm not continuously clicking unless there is an issue with the app. I'm like, now this app sucks, and now I need to find a better app.
Right. Which, like I said, shit like that, okay, I kind of get it. But at the same time, if you're having issues, just download it, listen to it at your leisure. If you're streaming it, because, like, what was it? It was, like, one dude fucking, they started listening to, like, episode 125 of Sentai, and then they paused it, and then they went and listened to, like, episode 37 of What's Up and got so far and then paused it. And then went back to Sentai so they could stream it and then paused it. And then went back to What's Up and streamed it so that when they could pause it. And then went back to Sentai and then paused it and then What's Up and then paused it. And it's like, shit like that is going to get the website shut down. If the website gets shut down, nobody gets any episodes. Fucking nobody. Like, YouTube would be the only place to get episodes. And Scotty's already pulling fucking overtime getting the Sentais up. I haven't done a What's Up in forever because my personal life gets fucking ridiculous between work from goddamn 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock at night. So then when I come home after a 9-10 hour shift,
and I'm also,
it's like, fuck it. I just want to watch some TV and go to bed.
And I'm also trying to
post some on Vimeo as well, so.
Yeah.
Trying is the key word.
Yeah. And Bill doesn't have time to edit, and no offense to you, Shane, but you don't know how to edit.
Oh, no, that's no offense.
So, I mean, it's
I
not like...
I don't know how to edit.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not like each one of us can take turns, you know, editing each one of the episodes and get it uploaded to YouTube, just because, unfortunately, one, we're not paid for this shit, and two, we kind of don't have the time. So, I mean, you know, like I said, we love you guys, we appreciate you guys, but if you can't access it, more than likely what happened is you guys got banhammered, and we apologize, but there's not really much we can do other than, like, unban you after you can talk to us and be like...
Basically, here, you know. I don't understand 100%. It's really technical. In order to get the site back up and running, we had to do a broad stroke that shut down certain IPs.
I think Jeremy is the one that we would need to try and explain this.
Yeah, he understands
basically, it. Jeremy figured it out that the IP address was coming from a Verizon cell phone. So he did like a full-blown shut down all Verizon phones. In fact, Bill didn't have access for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Until Jeremy got rid of that one after going through the logs.
Yeah, because
in which
Bill,
Jeremy's taught me how to go through the logs, so now me and Jeremy are going back
Because Bill posted that on the Messenger that he couldn't get on the website, so yeah, I immediately grabbed my phone to see if I could.
Yeah, me too.
And
we're working on fixing it, but man,
it's a
nightmare, and it's a slow process. We had to, in order to get the site back up and running, we had to hammer out like thousands of IPs.
Yep.
Just fucking blanket shutdown. So that we could get the site back up and running, and now we're in the process of going through, and it's
a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm one of the people doing it.
More of a pain in the ass for them than it is for myself.
Yeah, so like I said, if you guys want to be mad at us because you guys can't access the site or the feeds, be mad at me and Jeremy. We'll take full blame, but like I said, it's just to keep everything running for everybody else. It's, you know, it's the same reason why we still have speed limits today. Your cars can basically drive themselves, but because there's people out there who are assholes, we have to leave up a sign that says, don't go past X speed.
Oh, yeah.
So, go around the room?
Well, I mean, it's kind of a small room. It's hard for me to move, but yeah.
Yeah, and there's too many chairs and too many bodies.
So, let's put this one out here, since we already did a big thing here. We got to do this. It's approaching. You only got a couple more episodes before we do that vacation thing.
Oh, yeah, that shit, too.
Letting you guys know, because we'll have the con coming up. And so far, we've got no indication that we're in it,
but we won't
but
know.
We will be there.
We won't know until like a week before it happens.
No, usually it's like the middle of December.
I say it's weird this year because I'm seeing people posting on like Anime Zap Facebook pages saying, oh yeah, my panel went through. Oh yeah, my panel went through. Oh yeah, my panel. Dude, I filled it out for us the last day of Anime Zap.
Yeah.
Maybe we shit on somebody.
Maybe, I don't know. Which what? I doubt it, because we fucking, all of us love going to Zap. That's like the one time of the year we all look forward to doing something.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong, most of us are broke and our jobs are shit now, so I mean, you know, most of us would only be able to go to the panel itself, but...
Yeah. Last year I didn't have as much money as I wanted.
Yeah.
I kind of got... Look, it happens right after Christmas. That's rough.
Yeah.
Like I'm already aching on the money bags, and then here comes the awesome con. But anyways, the con is coming up, Christmas coming up, New Year's coming up. So like, yeah, we'll be doing the hiatus. I don't know exactly when this show will cut off.
Thankfully, my job will give me time off to work on these episodes.
But just just letting you guys know that it is right around the corner. So, Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. So here we are. It's time to talk about more of them there robot thingy.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Today is Geki Batfire.
No, not the show.
We're on Geki Ranger.
Okay.
What
Geki
year?
Batfire?
2007?
2007. Oh, yeah, right. Better grab up the phone. Thank God I got the tabulational device out already.
This guy!
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's not good, but it's not
what
terrible.
What is that? That
look
duck?
At his foot.
That duck?
Oh, I just noticed the fucking foot. I've got cords and cables in
he
my
face.
He
has a Tweety Bird.
Quack! Is that other thing like a goat?
Yes.
There's this a Tweety Bird, goat, this.
Which is much cooler than the legs.
Yeah. Yeah, the legs suck. The rest of this is pretty all right.
So wing, you said this was
the
a bat?
The things are weird.
Yes, this is supposedly fire bat. Thing.
Okay.
Bat fire.
I like everything but Tweety Bird and goat.
Next.
Didn't help.
Drop the blue background.
Changing the color of the background does not make it look better.
No, technically now it makes it look more like the fucking, what am I thinking of? The hand blades that Voldo has in fucking
Soul Calibur.
Does. Looks like they're just on his back.
Yeah.
Is there a next?
No, it was
no.
only two.
Oh, that was it. Well, that was it for Geki Batfire.
Two. Is it going to be like another
one? I'll be kind. 2.8.
I'll do 2.5 for the bat.
Bill? Those are not numbers.
I was about to say the same shit.
And 2.5 Tweety Bird.
That was a hater.
2.45, moving on.
What we got next, Bill?
Okay, we are going to talk about the Geki Bat Toja.
Oh, one photo. Better impress.
Actually?
He's now holding his wings, and he changed his legs, and actually he's completely fucking different.
Yeah.
I have a quick question.
And he has feet on the sides of his dick.
Yep.
I have a quick question. Please look at the blue foot.
I see it.
Is that wearing sunglasses?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
As far as I'm concerned, that is a wolf with sunglasses.
And you know what? You just raised my score.
And this is a sad kitty.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That looks like
a
sad cheetah.
Look at the kitty.
He's
so sad.
Because he doesn't have sunglasses, so he's not.
He didn't get nothing cool. This guy has fucking dick feet, and this guy has sunglasses, and the kitty just gets sad.
I'm sorry, the sun.
And, by the way, I called it, because now he's using the fucking Voldo blades.
Yep.
He looks more like a bat.
Yeah. He does now.
Okay.
I don't hate...
Because he's Bat Robo!
I don't hate Sad Kitty Leg. I think that he's a fucking three.
I'm going to agree. Three.
Oh, well, fuck, we're all in agreement. That's a three. So, hold on,
he's winning so far.
Shit, hold
sunglasses
on.
Sunglasses really help.
I gotta pull up my notepad, because I gotta keep that running tally of who the fuck is doing
so
good.
So now we're going to move on to Geki Bat Toja Wolf.
Okay, we got three pictures. Excellent.
Whoops, fuck.
That's hard to... Oh, it's hard...
Okay, that!
He's still got the sunglasses!
That doesn't
One of his legs changed, I think.
Yeah, this leg is different, definitely.
This picture's really hard to tell.
Next. Oh, thanks.
Didn't help.
Yeah.
Got one more?
Next.
Yep.
Oh, that helps
toy.
Us. It's the toy, but it still helps us. Okay, I see two wolves, basically.
Well, one of them still got the shades.
Yep, one's got the shades, and one doesn't.
I don't hate it.
And then the top part is the same thing. It has the fucking feet dick.
I think it's just wolf leg that changed, more or less.
Yep.
Okay, so instead of your arms
changing... As far
as
I can tell, that's the only thing that happened was Sad Kitty went away.
So, instead of changing your arms out, you just change a leg out.
One leg can make all the difference.
Well, we went from Tweety Bird Goat. We went to Sad Kitty. Now we went to, like, Pissed Off Wolf.
I'm going to call that Jealous Wolf Leg, because it doesn't have shades.
I would be jealous if I didn't have shades.
And I'm going to say Jealous Wolf Legs, and there's a fucking tiger humping his back.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? I can't see the rest of it, so I can't tell. Well, look at his face. No wonder he's pissed.
Scott, don't put up a wolf job.
I'll give this thing a two.
Three?
Yeah, I think I'm not... It's three, yeah. I'm fine with that.
Okay, so then divided by the...
I like his weapon. I like the idea that his weapon is like... It's
2.75, moving on.
His back and everything. It's kind of neat. Let's do Geki Elephant Fire.
Oh my god, I know what series this is.
Elephant Fire?
Which one is it?
Jungle Fury.
Huh.
Bruce Lee.
Yeah, that would make some sense.
Dude. Tweety Bird is back.
I was expecting
Goat Leg is back. And Gundam Hammer!
I was expecting him to use Yoga Fire.
Nope.
What the crap? What is his shoulder blades? What animal is that? Is that the elephant?
That's the elephant.
The elephant is a Gundam Hammer, Shane. It is his shoulders and his Gundam Hammer.
You sold it. You already sold it. Even with the bad legs, you sold it.
Dude, no shit. What's next on this guy? Dude,
yep,
he even kind of holds it. It is a Gundam Hammer.
And it's the trunk of the elephant, which is awesome.
And it looks like it can be used as a shield, too.
He can block with the elephant's face, Gundam Hammer you with the elephant's nose, and then the bird can tweet at you. I'm not sure that it actually does anything,
other than the tweets.
I guess when he kicks, it pokes really hard, and that can be shitty.
Yeah.
You've already sold me on the hammer.
Kick you in the shin. Dude. Ah, shit! Oh, my God!
That would suck.
He's got a weird fin on his head.
Oh, and then I guess he has a shark fin, too. Next. Okay.
They put a mohawk and a wheelchair on him. They're not getting sued.
Nope, you've already sold me on the hammer.
Dude, I'm actually kind of loving this guy, as dumb as it is.
I'm at 3.8.
I think I'm going 4. I think that this guy is pretty solid.
The leg stopped.
This one leg kind of bothers me. He might have gotten close. He's one of those things. I think that this guy works.
Especially since this series does a lot of animals.
Right.
When we get to the three main, red, yellow, and blue.
Yeah.
Because one's a tiger, one's a cheetah, one's a jaguar. We'll get to those, because it took me a second to realize that this was the Jungle Fury that we got.
3.78, moving on.
Going on to Geki Elephant Toja.
Is it a toe now? Does he have a hammer toe?
No, it's that weird, I don't know if this might be the tiger thing you're talking about, but it's that red body.
This
might be what you're talking about, because this is the red, blue, and yellow. This is Sad Kitty Foot. This is Cool Shades Wolf Foot.
That's a jaguar.
This right here.
That could be the tiger.
That could be the tiger
that
we're talking about.
That would make sense on why that tiger was humping his back.
And then he maintains the Gundam Hammer, and I actually think this dude is way more awesome than the other dude we just saw.
Okay. No, you're right, because that's a cheetah, jaguar, the body could be the tiger, and the other piece is the elephant.
So we have Shades Jaguar, Sad Cheetah, and this?
That's a tiger.
That's a tiger?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dickfoot Tiger.
And Dickfoot Tiger.
I'm almost positive the Red Ranger was a tiger. I'm like 99%
with the
sure.
Gundam Elephant Hammer.
This guy, you keep that Gundam Hammer, you're going to keep getting good scores.
Dude, I think this dude is fucking sweet
he
as
is
shit.
Sweet.
Next.
There he is. I'm going to bring the hammer down.
Next.
All right. This guy is going to get a 4.3.
Yeah, I think I'm there too. I think I'm 4.3.
Like
I am liking this guy.
The hammer helps.
Finally, some mechs I fucking like.
Yep,
3.5.
Hey, sometimes animals do make a difference.
I've been shitting on these mechs for the last couple episodes.
It's because they're not that great. I mean, you'll find one or two that are amazing.
It's a bunch of cars and changing cars and...
Listen, one...
Calm your tits
one,
over there.
Two series...
You don't need to be score peeking.
One...
I know it's Christmas, but if you peek in your presents, Santa's going to take them away.
Score peeking.
I don't know. I'm being a smartass.
Score peeking.
He was score peeking.
Well, considering I'm the one typing this stuff down on the picture.
I know.
Then you know the score when you do it. No, score peeking.
That's a 03. There we go. So 4.03 for that man.
So is this dude winning
yes.
so far?
He is winning, awesome. Yes. That's why I keep taking so goddamn long and I keep missing the fucking
What's
pictures
because
I got to type
We're
the
on
names out.
Geki Fire.
Now he just has his normal arms.
Yep, his Tweety Bird came back.
Eh.
I'm not digging the Tweety Bird thing.
Goat foot.
The goat foot don't bother me as much.
This looks like the main Megazord.
No.
Next.
Is that a feather?
Next. Well, that's that dude. I don't know.
Three.
Yeah, it's about 3.2, somewhere in there. He's fine.
3.5.
He's average in my book.
Whoops, not 5. God damn it, Nick. You got me in that habit again. 3.18.
Then we're going on to Geki Rin Toja.
It's not terrible.
This is my boomstick!
No, because that's a sword.
Is there another picture? I need to see.
Let's see. Next. Okay, I'm digging the Voltron head.
Is that a lion?
I'm okay with the body being like a lion thing.
I think it's a lion.
I think so. The side arms.
It's part of the lion.
I can't tell what that is. That's part of the lion?
Yeah, look at the color scheme. Okay. It's part of the lion. So whatever that weapon is also part of the lion.
It almost looks like a shield that he's got the sword in.
Yes. It's like a saddle that would have sat on its back and a tail. So basically this is fucking He-Man's stupid cat is the lion. But they removed the saddle and the tail to become like a shield and sword combination.
I kind of want this sad cheetah for my mantle.
Look at how sad it is.
I do. I kind of want the sad kitty. I just want him. Not the rest of the show. I just want him, and I want him to be the foot, and I want to put him somewhere.
Not me. I want Shade's Jaguar.
Don't worry, Shane. Give it a couple years. The legacy will come out. You and Bill can go halvesies on it, seeing as how you guys are only going to use like 2 out of the 30 Zords.
2.
3. I don't mind it. I've seen worse.
A 2.8, I guess. He's awful. He's fine, just...
2.63.
Okay, let's do Geki Rin Toja Wolf.
One photo.
This series also had the purple wolf. Oh, it's hard to see.
That thing!
The leg is the wolf.
Yeah,
the
that's all yeah. that changed. That leg changed. So Sad Kitty went away, so he's 2.5.
I agree.
2.
Miss my Sad Kitty.
Hold on.
It's Bill's new thing now, sad Cheetah.
2.35, moving on.
Okay, we are on Geki Shark Fire.
Freaking shark.
Be cool.
Yes! Yes!
His head is really costing him here, though.
Really?
Man. Look at that!
It's a shark!
It's the Jaws movie poster behind his head. What are you... fuck are you excited for?
I like it. I don't care. I like it.
Look, the arms are kind of cool, but that's fucking about it, man.
His head looks goofier than the fucking Jaws 15 from fucking...
Yes.
When I first saw this picture looking up, I'm like...
Next. Oh, come on.
That is doing him no favors.
Nope. I'm loving it.
He's so wrong.
We all have different tastes.
Next.
Yeah, the pitcher cut his head off.
His weapon is cool. His weapon is super solid. It's cool. He got the Tweety Bird leg back. Tweety Bird and goat. His head is so ridiculous, though, man.
I'm at a 2.5.
2.35.
You fucking would.
I like it.
Give this motherfucker a 1 to drag down his 3.5 fucking Christmas generosity over here from this motherfucker.
Christmas generosity. Let's talk pyramid.
Jingle bells. No, there was no Christmas generosity. Motherfuckers downed that thing hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The generosity came from you guys.
That's it. Give him a 1.
Thank you.
Yeah, you just did that to him, Shane.
All right, that's fine.
2.25.
You want to fuck with my pyramid?
Oh, okay, I'll remember this.
Yeah, good.
So what's next?
We are on Geki Shark Toja.
Now he has a sad kitty.
When my sad kitty came back.
2.5. I'm done with this guy already.
Sad
fucking
kitty.
Done with this guy next. Already.
Okay, because he has Sad Kitty, now I'm going to give him the real score that I would have given him had Shane shut the fuck up. This guy gets the 2.5. He's fine.
3.5.
Until somebody wants to give my pyramid shit.
Don't worry, you've already
2.63, moving on.
Geki Toja.
Now that's the actual one.
Yep.
This is the main Megazord?
Yes.
And that's the Tiger, and that's the Jaguar, and that's the
Because remember, this is the series that started out with only three guys. Mm. You have the red, the yellow, and the blue.
This is also the series that the Morphers are the sunglasses.
His weapon is one of those fucking staves with the chain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the, oh god, what do you call it? Fuck. I know there's a specific name for the segmented staff. I know it's not that.
Morphing Next. Sunglasses?
Yeah.
That is the Sonic sunglasses.
They also wear the Bruce Lee jumpsuit looking thing.
Yeah.
Okay, look. Really, though? Those glasses are way better than Rhino Hand.
Which, by the way, he's in this series.
And some of the other dumb shit we've seen. We've seen some... Look, you can like them all you want. Space Rangers have a dumb fucking morpher. In the middle of combat, you need to tell everybody, back up! Cell phone. 3, 3, 5, enter. And the whole time, you need to hope you're not getting punched or kicked in the dick.
Listen,
they're not the only ones that you have to worry about that with.
The simplicity of it's morphin' time, Tyrannosaurus is gone.
So far, that is still the best morpher for me. It makes sense. You put it out, push the button, it opens, you're transformed.
I don't know. I kind of dig on the Q ranges, but that's just because it's literally, they pull out the ball, they hit the thing, they put it in. Boom, transform.
Yeah, but even then, you just had to dance. Boom, I pull it around my back and push the button.
Literally?
You actually don't even have to speak. I push the button and it opens.
Dino Charge, they pull out their gun, they put the little canister in, they fucking spin around, and they have to fire it.
Spin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They fire
up. I was going to say, in the Japanese version, they're like dancing and dancing. Pew!
Dino Charge morphing sequence takes a minute.
Literally. Yeah. You pull that around your back... I'm transformed.
And
my coin fell
lost your coin.
Nope, now you're not transformed. You lost your coin.
Nope. Oh, he just did it. He just did it. He just did it. Are you ready? Because I'm going to bring it up as soon as this, as soon as we're done with these mechs, we're going to talk about something.
Yeah. Which, by the way, this at least guy... 9 times out of 10 when the Q ranges fucking
there,
morph.
More.
If somebody's coming at him, they fucking hit him with the changer and it knocks him the fuck away.
All right, there it is.
So, that was
I don't mind it, actually.
Okay, next.
They deal with a lot of martial arts.
Yep.
So, because, like, the backstory, at least in the American version, is they're from a martial arts, like, school. And they go to stay with a guy who is actually really good at martial arts, but he also owns a pizza parlor. He'll eventually become the purple wolf that you don't care for. But...
So you mean they get trained by Master Splinter?
Let's go with that. Because it deals with pizza.
Because it's teenagers eating pizza with the sagely old man.
He's not old. He's actually like in his 20s.
Next.
And then there's a monster.
Bill and I kind of gave each other the same look of,
wow,
the
that
fuck?
Monster's kind of horny.
Next.
What do you think, Bill? This is the main one.
Yeah, that guy gets 3. He's okay.
Same here.
3.
Well, then I'm going to be different. I'm going to give him a 3.5, because I thought he was at least a little bit neater than some of the others.
Geki Toja Wolf.
Wait, what score?
3.13.
That's a wolf foot, and it has a blade?
That's what changed. Got a wolf foot with a blade.
Yep.
That? He's about to kick somebody's fucking head off.
Jealous Wolf gets a cool blade.
Yeah, because he can't still, because he still can't have shades.
I think it's his own tail.
Probably.
That would make sense.
That's the Purple Ranger, because he's the wolf. I like it.
Yeah, dude, it's fine. That's 3.2. I like that weapon.
I'll go with the same. 3.2 is good. 3.2 is good.
Hold up. 2 plus 3.2, because I hit a wrong fucking button. I'm going to give him a 3.5 again. 3.23.
Mekin Non.
Shiva Bot?
Who we've spoken about over design before.
Yeah.
Let's try a next.
Oh, God, what is that? Oh, that's what it's reminding me of. It's reminding me of Zone of the Enders.
It's kind of cool. Uh-uh. It's got a little bit of that Gantz feeling.
I'm telling you. Zone of the Enders.
No.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Doesn't make it cool.
It's,
doesn't make it cool,
right.
But he's right. It's got that feeling.
It's all right. I'm,
You liking it?
It's not...
It's not good, but it's not bad. Sorry, Scotty.
It's not wonderful by any means. I'd give that a 2.
1.
What you got, Shane?
List.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm giving him a 2.6. So, 1.4.
Got to put it on my list.
We're going to have a list part
this list isn't all that extensive, though.
Sai Dayo.
That's kind
of
neat.
I think that's the rhino. I think that's part of the... I think that's with the rhino.
Cannot stop the rhino.
I'm not 100% sure, because I know there is the rhino with his rhino.
Well, at least
hand.
Now there's probably more people other than you and me who know that song now.
No shit. So good. Next.
It's like a paladin-ish.
Look, and there's no Nick here.
Next.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, that was him, and...
2.5.
Yeah, I'm about a 2.5. He's all right. I just think he's kind of bulky.
He doesn't look like he'll have much movement.
He's kind of unimaginative.
Yeah, I agree.
4. Wow.
You like it?
That's yeah, he's fine.
Everybody has different tastes. That's the thing.
2.75.
I like Shark Guy.
So. By the way, can somebody call Jeremy so we can get to the other episode now?
So
you still haven't noticed.
So who won that round?
The one that won was the second elephant guy we saw. I think it was Elephant
yeah,
Fire
like
or whatever. With
a
4.03.
Gundam Hammer.
Yep.
So.
Go ahead, Bill.
Let's talk about something that was brought up.
Go ahead, Bill.
Now that the episode is finished, somebody.
Hold on, let me save battery. There we go.
Corrected me on something.
That's fine. Everybody makes mistakes.
I could easily be wrong.
Oh, you mean the falling
More
stuff.
Than you know, yes. But it's okay.
Sometimes. I have no problem admitting when I'm wrong. But
no, it's fine.
What he brought up
sometimes
causes an even bigger problem.
Okay, go ahead.
He said to me, you're actually wrong about them falling out of the Megazord. They fell, hit the ground, and then demorphed. I said, okay. I said, that was in the Green with Evil. And he says, yeah. He says, when they fall, they're morphed, they hit the ground, then they demorph. And he said, because when they fell... they fell on their stomachs, and it hit their morpher. And the way that they demorph in the show is that they push that morpher, and they demorph. I'm willing to admit I was wrong about them falling. But let's say that his explanation of the continuity is right.
But what about the times when they fall on their backs? So...
how about all the times they've ever fallen on their face in the history of the backflipping falling on face?
Yep.
When their morpher was hit directly and they did not demorph? What about the bad guys that all they had to do was reach out and slap them above the dick to take their powers away?
Yep.
Oh, those waist cuts that they do?
Yes.
Yep.
What about when the Green Ranger in that exact series does an uppercut with the Sword of Darkness to two Rangers and they flip onto their stomachs on the Morphers? If the Morpher is that fickle,
I will tell you
that they can fall on their tummy.
I will tell you.
Oh, my tummy.
I will tell you the argument there. If that is the case, there is a difference from falling on your tummy on ground level than falling from Megazord. It's a greater distance and it probably hit harder.
But it also leads the idea that you have to hit the morpher hard enough to demorph them. Why is the morpher not broken?
Okay, if that's such a weakness, why is the morpher on my fucking belt?
Also, I would also like to point out that if they fell that far,
right,
hit the ground, boom, morpher deactivates them because they fell on their tummies.
Tummies.
Like, where did the morpher go?
Back to their back? Where they pull it
the back
from?
Waist.
Okay, listen. I have an actual morpher just like Bill does.
Yeah.
And it comes in this little black belt buckle thing. You can actually, and it actually goes on your belt. I have actually worn my morpher before. Now, I've literally put it on my back like a fanny pack,
Yes, that's what it's like.
To simulate what it's like to be a ranger. Now, because of how they have it...
Did you try morphin?
Oh, multiple times. Multiple
times. It's a lot harder than you'd think.
Because they put the morpher backwards, the coin facing, not out, because you have to grab that little handle.
It faces in.
It has to face in, because you have to grab that
handle.
Because
you have to pull the handle up and pull it out.
So I tried it many times, to pull it out, to get it to where they have it, because they flip it over. Because it's upside down sometimes, and you'll see them flip it up and morph. I tried it on multiple occasions, and it's very difficult. For them, they just went like that and had it, you know? It's different.
That's because in reality, they were already holding it,
yep,
when they put it around their backs.
I had it like a fanny pack, right, ready to morph.
And well, you were trying the reality of the situation.
Yes, yeah. And it was not as easy as I thought.
Yeah, especially since...
That's the reason the reality of the situation for the Judanja is very different. They flip the... They move their hands, flip it up, pull it out, because it's on their front.
Yep.
And then they morph.
Sometimes... Now, well... We talked about that during the Turbo movie review. Having it on your wrist, like Space does when they just flip it open and type in the numbers and hit enter.
Yeah.
It is a little bit more convenient because that's real life.
Easily.
But then you have to be careful with weak straps.
Yeah, then you got a Velcro band, though.
Like the Turbo movie.
Like the Turbo movie because Cat, you know, that was a weak strap. Thanks, Zordon, for this advanced technology. Thank you for a dollar store strap.
Velcro was advanced back in the day.
This is the 90s. We have other materials.
Interdimensional, bitch.
I will fucking push this button.
Digitrap.
I'm fucking this up. I don't want him back for a week.
Sorry, Scott. We had to do it once.
Apologize for the extra work given to you, but it makes the show funnier than it already is. But no, that's my thing. Like you have different morphers, like Rhino Hand. That's not realistic.
Oh, it's so fucking ridiculous.
Rhino Hand morpher is not realistic.
Oh, you mean the dual monsters wrist thing?
Yeah, the dual.
Look,
discs.
Make fun of those glasses all you want. You put on a pair of shades and you touch the side of them and you're morphed. That is very fucking practical.
Yeah.
If you can do that,
especially because
that's
you
perfect.
Could just walk around with your morpher on all day. Hey, man, cool shades.
I think for Button. Scott, it brings back repressed memories of Sonic sunglasses from
I'm
Doctor
sure.
Who.
Yes, but
and yeah. I understand that. But
in terms of morphing, and maybe this should be an episode at some point. We need to talk about the morphers of the Legacy.
What ones work?
God damn it! Now we're adding to the list.
Yes, we need to talk about the ones that are legitimate that would work, and the ones that are ridiculous.
And I think that's a great episode. I you have your morpher. We can look at it as an example. You have a space morpher
somewhere.
If you can find it, we can actually hold it in our hands and see if this is practical. I'm not going to go out and buy all these morphers.
I mean, there are other people that have cell phones, and I guess that is legitimate in a way because everybody has them.
Turbo.
Nobody's asking questions.
Turbo has a wrist thing, but you also have to have the key to shift it. What if I lose my key? I ain't shifting.
Well, if you lose the key, there's a chance it'll go behind these couple barrels, and the dickheads with longer arms won't help you get it.
No.
I'm an adult, not a kid, so I would just be like, I got it. But if the kid dropped it, and he's like, guys, I need my key.
And the cool thing about keys is if you touch the tips, if the tips touch,
and open,
you can do all kinds of things.
You can go
the rules no longer apply once the tips
touch.
Is that
a magical barrier? Touch tips.
Yep.
We're getting through.
Once the tips touch, there's no more limits.
The possibilities are endless.
We have passed the limits. The tips have touched. There's nothing off limits.
But there are.
So is that how you beat Sailor Moon then? Is you touch tips?
Touch the tips.
But then, like you said,
at that point, there's nothing off limits. I can do anything.
There's other morphers that are without a leader you can't use, like in Time Force. Without five Rangers, your morpher is 100% useless.
And everybody keeps trying to tell me I'm wrong about that.
No, because they try to morph.
I have comments all the time that tell me that the Ranger powers don't work that way, that it was a stipulation, that he was removed from the morphing grid, and you had something about the powers and the leader. And I'm like, the truth of the matter is this. They have to have a leader to activate the morphers. The first guy that gets a morpher in almost every single series is always the leader. And he's the first guy to morph in almost every single episode, because I think continuity-wise, the leader somehow activates a code that turns the rest on.
Except for SPD. Because when they were recruiting the Red and Yellow Ranger, the Red Ranger wanted nothing to do with it. The other Rangers were out fighting Morphed. He came running in late, pulled out his Morpher,
but
and then Morphed.
That is an institution where the Morphers were given to
that
them
is
and
a
they've
police
already
academy.
Been activated.
It is a police force, so you are right.
Yeah,
now, when you look at Time
speaking,
Force...
speaking, the leader is the fucking dog.
Time Force True. Lost the leader. And the other morphers deactivate.
Because when
you
they
have to have the leader to activate.
Because when they went to go morph, they couldn't. It wouldn't work.
You
it
have
not
to
work.
Have the leader to use his morpher because it somehow activates the others.
It sends like a wireless fucking signal, like, "Hey, wake up! It's time to morph." So that yeah. So each morpher, like, this would be a great episode breaking down the morphers. That would be really cool, because while some of them are really cool, like Mighty Morphin is cool, it's very convenient, it's not that big. Then you get some ridiculous ass ones like Rhino Hand or Gun.
We're never gonna let that Rhino
or
shit go.
Or to be fair, in Megaforce they get a Tiki Head, which is large.
It's big too. That's a big fucking thing. Like, they like take it off their fucking front like they were wearing it as a belt.
They
That's
have to,
bullshit.
They have to open up the mouth, basically, of the fucking Tiki Head, put the card in, and shove it in there.
Nom, nom.
This thing is real big.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen it, but
it's brought up before. What happens if the card gets bent?
It's bigger than their hand.
Yeah.
Easily.
It's almost down to, I guess, the middle of their arm.
Yep, yeah. They have to pull the fucking mouth open and be like, ha-ha! And back and put
I
that.
Play Dark Magician.
Yeah, and like he said, what if I fucked up and I fell on the card and it's all bent up now?
Then you put it in, it's like, can't read.
Yeah, what if it's it's like a card reader? It's like
hold on.
Beep, nope.
Put it back.
Anybody
in?
Got a plastic bag?
Yeah, it's got a plastic bag.
I need a card protector.
Stan Morpher his ass.
I'll be talking to Mr. Tiki Head when we're done.
No shit.
Yeah.
But no, there's just. That's a great episode to bring up, because you dropped your morpher accident. Well, you opened it and the coin fell out. Now you're not demorphed. Makes a lot of sense on why you said, "Well, that's the next topic. We'll bring that up," because technically the morpher is just the catalyst.
Yes.
The fucking coin. Without the coin, that morpher. Well, I can't morph.
Yeah, it does nothing.
So you need the coin. It is the source of the power.
No.
But
just like when the coin is broken.
Now, when they were saying that when they landed on their stomach. After falling from the Megazord, did they say something about... Were they trying to say that the morphers shut? Because you know those morphers open when they morph.
No, basically the idea was that the way that they demorph in the series is they fucking put their hands down there on the morpher. You've seen it happen.
Yes,
they demorph.
Yes, I have.
Well, his thought process was that if they fall, and they fell on their stomach from that high distance when they fell, they like hit the morpher and it deactivated them. And if it's that simple, like you could say, oh, well, they fell a great distance. Okay, well, that's true. But you're dealing with monsters that can probably punch with more force than that fall.
Yeah. But
and the monsters had probably hit that more
weren't
many
there
times.
Times,
yeah. Right.
Weren't there times where they did fall out of the Megazord and they were demorphed before they hit the ground?
I thought for sure there have been times that has
I'm
happened.
I'm going to have... Now I need to do more research.
Yeah.
To make sure.
I swear you're right. I swear there's a few times where they've done that.
Because they always come up and their clothes are tore up and they're dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you getting dirty inside that
especially,
suit?
Especially
even
when
recently,
the fucking Megazord explodes and they're like, oh,
even
God, what
recently,
are we going to do?
I can name recently that this happened, now that I just thought about it, in the Legendary War, when that fucking Megazord blew up and they fell out of the Pirate Zord. They hit the ground without powers.
Yep.
Which makes you, because you have to, you still got to keep that enhanced human, otherwise you're like, oh,
Yeah.
Yep.
Because remember that once
you're going to become pancake.
The leader even fell like inside all that rubble of the building.
Yep. Believe it or not, I think that was the first time somebody was unconscious.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I think nighttime, because they were looking for everybody. I think, I would have to rewatch it just in case. But I believe that's the first time I ever seen somebody actually fall and was out cold.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long fall. He had no morph. He was no.
I mean, his back wasn't broken, but.
No, he's enhanced.
There's a difference between falling like Megazord and falling fucking 10 feet out of ring. It's a huge difference.
No.
Falling off ring fucking destroys you.
It's true. I mean,
have you ever fallen out of a ring?
Yes.
I jumped. I mean, I don't know.
I've tripped out of the Megazord before. It's really not that big of a deal. But those fucking rings,
dude,
they
will strike
your back up.
I jumped so far. I fucked up on a trampoline and fell off a trampoline. I got right back up. I'm not enhanced, by the way. If I was enhanced, I had a broken back.
Yeah, it's true. Technically speaking, Rocky fucked up his back because he did the Hit-tut-tut-lukin.
No, what Rocky did was what we call...
So that's his own dumbass fault. He swung his hips too much and it twisted his spine.
See, what Rocky did is called bullshit. It says here in the script, because power of the script is everything. It says here, I must perform...
I know a guy who has that superpower.
It's Doom Guy, then?
Doom Guy probably wrote this.
That's either the power of Doom Guy script, or that's the power of contract negotiations and fuck your contract. Well, then fuck your character.
Fuck your character.
Guess what? You're going to get taken out in the most ridiculous fashion. We've seen you fall from Megazords, beat the hell out of sparks of flying, blow explosions. You're going to kick.
It really got me fall out of a
10-foot ring.
Like when he said that, I was like,
is it 10-foot? How tall is a ring? I don't know. I've never been in a wrestling ring.
I thought we had calculated it to be like a 12-foot fall.
My reference is probably wrong. I'm almost 100% sure they have fallen out of the Megazord and not been morphed and hit the ground as a person and they're alive.
I have to do more research. Yeah. I'm going to have to look it up because I am curious myself.
But I will say this. When he mentioned that, it did get me thinking, if you can hit the morpher and demorph them, and some of these Rangers have the audacity to just simply wear them out in the open, like our Mighty Morphin. It's right there.
Yep.
And the bad guys are not oblivious to the fact that that is what gives you power.
Yep.
Goldar took it.
Goldar took it and hit.
Are you looking for this?
Goldar took it and...
How did you get that? Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's the power of Dry Ice Realm.
Yeah. You better kick the wall with your motherfucking Adidas.
I'm sorry. That Dark Dimension thing I hate the most. Because he fucking hid and Goldar was like, where'd he go?
My eyes are awful.
And he was like this.
I can't see shit.
My God, he's like literally right there. Where'd you go, Red Ranger? Let me swing violently with my only two animation moves. Because that's all I can do is punch with sword and swing.
Dude.
But no, you're right. Goldar knew that you need this device to morph.
Now, in the comic books, there's a crazy scene where when the evil ranger is fighting the other rangers and he wants to get rid of one, he pins the guy like this. So he has his arm up on the guy's chest and he's got him down and he takes his other hand and he reaches to the belt and he just pulls the morpher off and the dude demorphs.
That is a terrible weakness.
So if that is a legitimate problem with the morphers, how many rangers screw themselves?
I'm sorry, but if I morph and my fucking morphers right
because
here...
Because if that's a real thing, and look, you might like Mighty Morphin, you might say, those are my favorite rangers. And if you could pick one power of all the Power Rangers that you could be, you might not want to pick that.
Because of the glaring weakness.
If I kick you in the fucking pelvis, you'll demorph.
Yep.
Well, like, look at Z.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as the Z on Zed's putty.
Well,
yeah.
Let's look at the recent series we just went through, Zeo. They flick their wrists to make their morphers appear. Zeo Ranger, whatever number and whatever color you are.
Yeah.
Once you morph, you have gloves over your wrists. I don't see the morpher anymore.
Yeah, there's no indication that there's anything on them that could demorph them.
I can't take your powers away until I beat you down to where you're out of power or whatever, and you demorph. Because I can't hit your morpher because I don't know where it's at.
Right.
Because you're wearing gloves, and it's clearly there's nothing underneath those gloves.
But if the Power Ranger power is legitimately something that just sits on the outside of the suit that you could take away...
That is a design flaw. Zordon, we got some words.
He didn't make it.
Yeah, he didn't.
Well, I would ask, can we do something?
Ninjor made it.
Yeah.
Then I'll be talking to Ninjor. Ninjor, why would you put this right here? It was awesome. It's not awesome. I lost my powers 4 times.
It's awesome.
But have that weird-ass voice.
He had such a dumb voice.
But no, this is a legitimate episode we do need to do eventually. And I think it'll be a great episode because...
It's on the list.
Talking about morphers is cool.
Yeah, not, I think I think it needs to happen.
We got, you know, I'm not gonna say anything else.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.